Hello.
Hello, Governor.
Hello there, Irfan. Hello, Alex.
How did you know it was me?
Yeah, that giveaway, terrible British accent.
Hello, and welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Irfan Elijah. I'm here with my friends and fellow Apple savants. Alex E. Heath, who's laughing?
It's like, what?
You're like, I'm not your friend. I'm fine. You don't get to be on anymore. Alex, where are you?
I'm here.
Hey, hello, friend. I'm here with my other friend, Leander Caney.
I was going to say Buster. You think you're the best Buster? Yeah.
And my mortal enemy, Buster Heine. Buster?
Hey, what's up?
I was joking. You're my friend.
He's offended.
You're my friend too.
I'm just not going to talk this episode.
Oh man, don't do that. So hey, before we continue, our sponsor this week is actually Cult of Mac. Yes, Cult of Mac is sponsoring the show. I know that sounds kind of meta, but did you know that Cult of Mac does software bundle deals? You may not have known that, and we've got a great bundle happening right now that you could purchase. And, you know, I love bundle deals. In fact, I think it's kind of the only way I usually buy software these days because you can get so many great apps.
Buy software?
Buy software, yeah.
I thought you nicked it.
Well, usually I steal it, but sometimes I purchase it. Or I might email the devs and ask them for a free license. I do that,
yeah,
too.
Right. That's usually what you do. Like it.
But then I feel indebted to them, so I'm like, sometimes it's good just to buy it. You know, support the indie developers out there.
Right.
So we're going to tell you more about that later in the show. We'll tell you about our most recent deal and why you should absolutely be throwing money at us to purchase it. But before we do that, I want to know, we just finished Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S. and we just had Black Friday. I just want to know if you guys got any amazing Black Friday deals. Anyone?
No.
Leander?
I got some jeans from Uniqlo.
Were they the iPhone 5 jeans?
Unfortunately, no.
They weren't the ones that have a special pocket for your...
$150 jeans for your iPhone 5? No. These are bad enough.
You know what you do need, after I saw that picture of you, is some new socks. Was that your sock with the hole in it?
Those are my brother's.
Oh, my dear Lord. Get him some socks for Christmas.
I was like, how did anyone notice that?
I think it was Killian, wasn't it?
Yeah. Very weird. I mean, because once you see it, you can't miss yeah. it.
Once you see it, there's no way to miss it, because the hole in his sock yeah. is big enough to put a foot through. What?
I mean, I just started using Instagram, and
yeah, Leander, you've been Instagramming like crazy over the holiday.
I know, I like it, man. I like seeing all those pictures of you and your family.
It's a ton of fun. I love all the feedback you get. Like, you know, yeah. I post up on Facebook and Twitter, and it would just be crickets, and that, you know, everyone responds to Instagram. I was really surprised.
Well, do you have your Instagram connected to your Twitter account?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay, so I blasted out on Twitter and Facebook, and in fact, I was sick for a few days, and I got back on Twitter. I didn't look at Twitter for a couple of days, and then. There's all these messages, people, you know, responding to Instagram, the pictures I posted that went out through Twitter as well, and then also, you know, birthday greetings and stuff like that.
Look who's getting popular.
Huh?
Look who's getting popular,
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Right, well, but then I didn't respond to anybody for like...
No, everyone's mad at you.
The rudest, yeah, no Twitter cat.
Alex, did you get any good Black Friday deals?
You know, I looked at a lot of stuff and almost bought a lot of stuff and ended up just going with two things I'm very happy with. I got the Panasonic DMP Blu-ray player, which was voted the best Blu-ray player of the year. And then I also got, that was half off. And then I also got Lord of the Rings Extended Edition in Blu-ray for $45, whereas it retails for like $149. And it was the collector's edition. It looks great. The packaging's beautiful. It comes in like a box and stuff. And it was only $40.
That's so dirt cheap
on Amazon. So yeah, good buy.
I can't believe you guys didn't take. I bought all sorts of great crap. Too much to talk about on this show.
Black Friday is great for Blu-rays.
It really is. Yeah, and it's good for Xbox stuff. As many of you know, I'm a video game player, and I got some sweet Ace Xbox deals.
Got that Tony Hawk game. On
That Tony Hotness. Hey, let's do some Facebook comments and questions. We get a lot of great ones on Facebook, a lot of great ones on Twitter, and I just want to do these real fast. This comes from Tom James. I'm assuming he's British because that sounds like a British name. Hey, Cultcast, just thought I'd let you know that this week's Cultcast was the best one ever. Thank you, Tom.
I wasn't on it. Way to go, Tom.
Well, I'm sure that's not a coincidence. I really enjoy your show and love all the banter. You guys are awesome, and I want to make out with all of you.
Thanks, what? Man.
I added that last part. I added that last part.
Oh, I thought I wasn't on the show.
Well, actually, I think this comment was actually from 2 weeks ago. So I think you may have been on that one.
Okay. All right.
This one's even better. This comes from Patrick Williams. He's from he's on our Facebook page too, by the way, facebook.com/thecultcast. He says, I'm thinking of getting an Apple tattoo. What do we all think?
Don't do it.
Yeah, good idea.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
It's a wonderful idea.
Get it on your face. You
shave your head and you get the Cult of Mac logo on your head and you get our faces around it.
I was going to suggest you get a King Caney tattoo on your arse.
Governor.
Just with a crown on. And then maybe an apple on the other cheek. I don't know. There's so many possibilities. I would love it if somebody got a tattoo of all of our faces. Wouldn't that be kind of creepy, though?
That would creep me out.
In a good way?
Awesome. I will have dinner. If someone gets my face tattooed on their body, I will fly to wherever they live and have dinner with them.
Wow. That's a big promise, dude.
That is right now. Right now, I'm making that promise.
You better be careful. You're going to end up a prisoner in some dude's sex dungeon.
I'm going to be in a dungeon in Mongolia.
Yeah. Have you seen, I'm totally spacing on the movie Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Dude, when they say bring out the GIMP, they're going to be talking to you.
Of course I've seen Pulp Fiction.
All right. What were we going to say, Leander?
Nothing.
Go on. Last one. Shout out to Jimmy in Japan. Jimmy G in Japan. A lot of you have been asking me to do Twitter shout outs, and I've been trying to manage them, but it's hard when they all come in at different times. So here's what we're going to do. If you want a cult cast shout out on the show, on Twitter, follow me. I'm at Erfon, E-R-F-O-N. Tweet me with the hashtag cultcastshout. That way I can find you before the show, because we're recording at different times. It's kind of hard to do those when you send me a tweet a week ago. So cultcast shout hashtag, and I will do those regularly. Hey, let's talk about iTunes 11, guys. iTunes 11. We've been waiting for this forever, and I swear I've been getting two or three tweets about this each day. And it's finally out. I downloaded it. I've been using it. I'm sure I can safely assume you guys have been doing the same thing, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leander's like, wait, what? Yeah, iTunes 11's out? Alex, why don't you tell us, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell us what you think about it? Major, major redesign of the app.
Yeah.
One of the most major ones in my memory. Why don't you tell us what you think? Any notable features that you really liked?
It's hot.
That's
the official recommendation. But no, I really like it. I like the new look. I like the new icon. One thing, when you open it up, you'll miss that sidebar, right, that was in the older iTunes, right, which I used to navigate around. So pop over to View and then show sidebar, and that will come back. That's a good tip.
I actually kind of liked the sidebar. I wasn't there.
Yeah, you know, I should stick it without the sidebar.
How do you navigate? How do you go?
Really confusing. I feel
it's different navigation, but yeah, you can still navigate without it.
How do you navigate without the sidebar?
You do
like it? How am I gonna jump from music to podcasts?
What do you want?
You use the little Dropbox
drop down from the top there. You go from music down to podcasts. Boom.
Yeah. I don't know.
I resist change.
Anyway, I think the new store looks sick. I like the new store layout. And the ability to take a picture of your iTunes gift card and have the store enter that is really sweet.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, you got to read Cult of Mac, man.
Oh, dude, I don't read that site.
Yeah, but so you just hold your gift card up to your FaceTime camera and it'll enter it. I think that's awesome. So a lot of nice attention to detail. One big thing that I'm so mad about that Apple will still not do is podcast syncing. What the heck? Why can I still not sync my podcast from the iOS podcast app with podcasts on iTunes 11? Why is it not working with iCloud? Get on it, Apple.
Oh boy, is that still not working? I just gave up on doing podcasts and iTunes, period.
It's pathetic. I don't know what, why are they doing so much on iOS with podcasts when they're totally neglecting it on the Mac like this? I just don't get it.
Huh. Leander, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's it's really easy to navigate, and I like the fact that it shows your iTunes match status, so you can see what music you've downloaded and what you have in the cloud really easily. And I like the way, you know, if you go to the artist view, you can see all the albums and all the songs for each artist. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to navigate. So I liked it a lot. You know, one thing I was surprised to find, though, was I was really surprised to find that they still got the visualizers in there.
You mean where you can flip through the – oh, the, I got the you. The visualizer. Dude, that's a great part. That's one of my favorite parts of iTunes.
Come on. Do you ever use it?
I do. I use it on my TV. My PC is hooked up to my my HDTV, so I use it all the time.
No, on your HDTV?
Yeah, same way.
After you hit the bong?
After you hit the bong and eat a few shrooms, there's nothing better than turning on the visualizer and just kicking back, man. Just like, man.
There's only they seem to have cut back on the visual on the visuals though.
I'm so pissed.
There used to be a lot more.
Yeah, well, they probably don't devote a lot of resources to that. Now that Steve Jobs is gone, they can.
I remember when he unveiled that, and he made it. They actually bought it for some other company. He was like, "Yeah, Apple has found a way to visualize your music."
They bought some dude's thing that was doing all those space ones, right?
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome, though.
I like them. I mean, I honestly don't use them all that often, but it's kind of nice every once in a while. Like if you're having a party and everyone's doing drugs, like dropping the LSD, great.
Yeah.
You feel like you're flying through space.
You can all sit in silence watching the television. That's great.
Buster, I want to hear from you because I value your opinion.
No, you don't.
I do. What do you think about iTunes 11?
I like it. I feel like it's actually going to make me want to use iTunes a little bit more.
I was actually going to ask you guys this question, so sorry, continue.
Oh, no, just that. I mean, I'd never use iTunes. I'm always on RDO. Mm-hmm. But now with iTunes, I don't know, it's sleeker. You know, you get rid of that sidebar, and I think it feels, you know, slimmer because you don't have all of those superfluous items on the screen. You can just focus on, like, music or TV shows or whatever you want, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you guys noticed that they got rid of CoverFlow?
Yeah, which is great.
Because I never used it either. I thought it was terrible right from the start. I'm like, this just seems so cumbersome.
Well, yeah. It was like Steve Jobs really loved CoverFlow, and he would always talk about it the iPod events and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, whoever really used CoverFlow, because it was such a really weird way to navigate to an album. If you have, you know, 300 albums, you didn't want to scroll through everything to find one on a big stack, you know?
Well, especially because a lot of people probably aren't diligent to get all their album art. I mean, it works great if you're buying everything from the iTunes store, but if you're a klepto and you're getting everything off the internet, like, you have no album art.
Yeah. Right. Plus it was it was that skeuomorphism gone mad too, right? So it was going through your old LP stack. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed the lack of skeuomorphism or whatever in this version? I mean, it's really, there's none at all.
There really isn't. I mean, they could have made it look like the iPad iTunes where it looks like a fucking recording deck. Sorry, go ahead.
They could have made it look like a vinyl player. I mean, who knows? But it really doesn't, and it looks really sleek. And I'm combing through it right now and like collecting a bunch of little tips and stuff. I'm going to put together a big like tips and tricks post. But I'm seeing just a lot of little things like they've added where you can view your battery percentage for devices that are plugged in right in iTunes. Like just little things that are, you know, nice. They're not like huge, but together they, you know.
Is that the battery percentage? I'm sorry. Or is that how much space is being taken off?
No. It shows space, but you can also see battery percentage on that summary view.
How do you do that?
It's right there. It's right next to the name of your phone.
Plug your iPhone into
You have to plug it in? Dude, hello 2000.
Yeah.
Gosh.
But then you have to show the sidebar though, right, too?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're looking in the summary, it's just got more information.
You sure that's new? That wasn't in the old one, too?
No, it's not. It wasn't in the old one. Mm.
I've already forgotten what the old one looks like, so.
Yeah. Was there an old one? I don't recall. Yeah.
Have you guys used the mini player?
Well, that was one of the things I was going to ask you guys about, too, because that was one of my favorite features.
Yeah, so, the mini player's pretty sweet.
Oh, it looks great. And I love that when you shrink it, I mean, the controls disappear if you're not using them. And it just shows you like the relevant information. In fact, I'm going to put it into mini mode right now.
I'm in mini mode already. Beat you.
Oh, no, you didn't. I'm certain I had it first. And then there's like expanded mini mode that shows you what's going to be playing next. I wonder how long they were working on this. This is by far my favorite iTunes. And like you said, Buster, I kind of never used iTunes at all because I thought it was just because I like to use Spotify and RDO and all those other apps more. But now that I see this, I realize that the UI on the old one just wasn't great. It wasn't optimized, and this one really is. And it looks so clean. It's so easy to use. And I love the way they've integrated the mini player, the way they integrated the iTunes Store. I love that you can click on devices at the top right, and it shows you what devices are connected wirelessly. It even shows you what icons are on your devices when you click on that. That's really cool.
You know what else is cool is if you're ever browsing via albums and you click on an album, it actually modifies the way it's displaying the expanded information based on like the album. So like I have this album, it's, you know, the album cover is all yellow, so the background for the expanded view is all yellow with black text, or like a different one is going to be like a gray background with like a silvery text to kind of match what the album cover is. So it intelligently adjust the font and the text and the background color to the album.
That's cool. Wow. And when you go through, I really love the album view. They let you browse in such a way that you can just see icons for songs and albums and stuff. And then when you click on one of the icons, it kind of opens up in a iOS folder type way, and you can see the hearts.
Yeah.
The hearts. I just saw an album that had the word heart in it, and my brain said, let's use that word. That has the songs in it, and it brings up a little piece of album art.
And when you search for tracks, if it's not in your library, it'll automatically search in the store.
So it's like, would you like to buy this or click here to steal this off the internet?
Yeah.
They need to add that for all you people out there that are stealing.
Do you find it, you know, like, does anyone use Genius for music discovery?
I turned it off.
Rarely. I haven't in like years.
That's the big problem with iTunes. It's just no good for music discovery.
It's not. Right.
You know, the store sucks. The stuff they highlight in the store anyway.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? One Direction?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, if you're a 13-year-old teenage girl like my daughter who loves to play that stuff at full volume at all times of the day and night and controls the... You're insecure. please don't play it.
Hey, that was pretty good. Was that One Direction?
Yeah, man.
Download that. I'm glad that you had that on tap instantly.
Yeah,
how did you manage that? Weird.
It's amazing.
It's like you were listening to it before the show, and that you listened to it in your car, and you just had it ready on your favorite track. It's almost like that.
Almost. Yeah, no, I totally agree with Leander, though. Like, the discovery aspect of iTunes is awful, and I think that's what they're working on, though, right? Like, with record labels and stuff, they're kind of working on a Pandora type, you know, can you imagine an Apple, you know, unlimited skips, you know, they get stuff first, and, you know, it's got this kind of sharing dynamic, and I don't know, Apple's never really done sharing well, so... I'd be interested to see how they do it, if they can do it right.
But. I agree with you. It's sorely needed. I mean, one of the things I was going to ask you guys is, even after all of these great updates, you know, and this is a fantastic app now, is it too little too late? You know, like, we're all using different apps. We have these streaming apps that we use. I rarely buy music anymore. I'm streaming everything off Spotify. You know, do you think these major changes are going to make iTunes relevant to anyone?
That's what I was debating. It's like, I feel like they're going to get a little boost for a little while, and then I'm going to go back to RDL.
I feel like what they want to do is they give that boost and so that they can have time to really get what they're really working on off the ground. So people get interested in iTunes again, and then they're like, hey, we've got this sick new, you know, iRadio thing. You know, you don't need Spotify anymore. And then everybody's like, yeah, I like the interface already, and now they've got, you know, the music, you know, they've got the streaming that I want. And so then everybody's hooked.
Let me ask you this, because you and I have similar opinions about streaming music. So if iTunes added a streaming feature or a subscription feature just like Spotify, would you consider just using iTunes for everything again?
What they would need is they also need like discovery, like Leander's talking about, because I get like a lot of my music recommendations from RDO's heavy rotations, you know? So they would need something like that, to where I'm getting like a constantly updated recommendations.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, as long as you had like streaming to where I could try out X number of, you know, all these songs for free, then yeah, I would probably use iTunes a lot if it was a lot more like RDO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big problem with Spotify too. I mean, the music discovery in Spotify isn't very good either.
No, really, I don't use it anymore.
I don't discover music by looking at what other people listen to, because I honestly just don't value a lot of the musical opinions of my friends, but I think Spotify is good for music discovery because I can just listen to stuff that I wouldn't have been able to listen to otherwise, you know, versus pulling up a YouTube video or something. But it's easy to just tap from song to song to song to song. Oh, this sounds good. I'll go to this guy, and you can just keep going. That's how I find stuff.
I love that right after playing us a One Direction song, immediately after we talked about it, you're talking about how you can't trust your friend's musical taste.
There's no proof that was even coming from me.
I know. Ironic.
There's no proof that was even coming from me.
He's like, I'm really into Aaron Neville and his brother.
Leander could have played that for all we know.
Hey, let's talk about the remote app. Buster, I should mention first, the remote app got updated today, and I was playing around with it a little bit. It actually seems to work really well. The last version of the remote app I thought was kind of convoluted. I didn't really use it that much because I thought it was just not very intuitive to use. Buster, can you tell us just a little bit about the remote app? Maybe tell us one or two features that you liked.
You know, I like I haven't played around with it enough on the iPhone, but I do like it on the iPad. I mean, it really feels almost like you're in iTunes, actually, which is pretty cool. It has a lot of the same features, not of the new iTunes, but actually feels like you're controlling your library via the old type of iTunes. Mm-hmm. So you can basically use all of that stuff. Other than that, I mean, it's the design is a lot better. It's simpler and a lot easier to navigate around to everything. Everything feels intuitive.
Yeah, that's what I noticed too. Just playing around with it before the show, the last version I thought was really complicated and not easy to use, as I mentioned. And this one seems to be much easier to use. It feels just like you're browsing iTunes, and I felt like it was much more responsive too. And one of the cool things that I noticed is I have an AirPlay speaker at home, and you can actually tell iTunes to send music to the AirPlay speaker, which I don't think you could do before. So that's really super handy. So there you go, guys. iTunes 11 is out now. There's a lot of features that we obviously can't talk about in the show because it's only the best 30-minute Apple conversation, even though it usually goes for like 90. So download it, try it out, and if you guys find any cool new features or tricks, tweet at us, let us know what you think. Hey, let's talk about the Culta Mac bundle deal, Leander, you and I.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk intimately about it, shall we?
Yep.
Let me bring it up here because I don't think a lot of people know that Culta Mac does bundle deals, and it's a fantastic way to get apps really inexpensively. So we have one going on now called the iStack Mac Bundle 2.0. If you go to deals.cultamac.com, you'll see it. It's $49.99, as these bundles typically are. It's a retail value of $782,000. Wait, I read that wrong. $782. Still a good deal, though.
It might as well be $78,000.
You get 40,000 apps. let's just kind of quickly go through some of these. And hey, Buster, Alex, feel free to pipe in here if you recognize any of these apps and want to say something good about them. Not bad. Camtasia 2, one of the premier screen recording apps out there for Mac. That's kind of the headlining app.
Right, we gave it a really good review, and it's got a couple of new features in it now. It does green screen really easily.
Oh, great. And we gave it a good review before we started selling it.
Yeah, right. No. Yeah, this was independent.
We gave it a great review.
No. We did that before, way before. Yeah. Now, this is why we're doing the bundles, because, the whole idea was to try to get, good stuff for people. So we don't, we don't actually do the bundles. We do it with this guy down in LA, Josh Payne, whose company Stack Social. You know, he just got some funding, and he's doing bundles for all sorts of people now, including some of our esteemed competitors.
Let's not talk about them, Leander.
No, we won't mention them. But he's actually doing. Oh my God, what a terrible salesman I am. He's actually doing a pretty good job, I think, of pulling stuff together, these bundles.
Well, I think that's a great point, actually. So we work with them, but they're actually the ones sourcing the bundles. The reviews and the sales are totally separate. To do with it, right. But I was looking through this list, and there's a lot of really popular apps here. So Crossover 6 is another one. And this is one that allows you to open Windows apps on your Mac. And it's not like Parallels or Fusion. It runs on an individual app basis. You don't have to boot up Parallels into a Windows.
You don't have to go to Windows.
Wind blows, as they call it. That was original. You get FX Studio Pro. I've played around with this a little bit. It has a ton of really cool, high-quality effects and filters that you can add to photos really easily.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
It's cool, especially if you're not into Photoshop and don't know how to use that. This is a really easy way to make your photos look good. Little Snapper, a wonderful little app that helps you do all sorts of cool things with screenshots for your Mac.
Yeah, Little Snapper's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I've been using this for a long time. Printopia allows you to print anything from your iPhone or iPad and send it directly to a printer. I purchased this separate bundle. I don't know, probably 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah, I bought it standalone, yeah. It's great for getting an old printer, to get AirPrint from an old printer.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So you have Xteam, which is a tool for resource scheduling. You get Moneybag, one of the best finance apps on the market. And you get Habits, which is a life-changing app that helps you create good habits and break bad ones. Boy, I need that.
I was looking at the build iPhone and iPad games without programming because I wanted to try to get my son interested in doing some making iPad stuff.
You got to get him bringing some revenue into that house. Yeah, he needs to earn his keep.
Exactly. I know. Yeah, they're getting to that age now where they're getting expensive. So, yeah, I think the kids would like that. And I heard it teaches you how to use GameSolid, which I heard a lot of good things about. They were at Macworld last year, and it's a really easy-to-use programming environment for kids to build apps. And it's supposed to be great. They had these kids on the show floor that were building games, and I heard a lot of really good things about that. So, that looks actually pretty useful.
Well, let me just say a little bit more about it. So this is actually a whole course that's included with the bundle, and it's over 222 lectures, 10 hours of content, and the point of it is to help you learn how to build iPhone and iPad games without learning how to program. So I would be interested to see how that works.
Yeah, right.
Here's how you drag and drop.
Well, a lot of those programming environments are like that, So you get all these different interface elements and you just drag them onto it and it'll build the app. Live code is like that too, and I've heard good things about live code. Live code is supposed to be awesome.
Yeah, and on the iPhone, I think that really makes sense. There's some kinds of apps that you really shouldn't need to learn how to program to actually be able to do.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, whenever you hear about, like 11-year-old kid, makes fortune selling
fart app.
Yeah, exactly. He built it with one of these games out of live code.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, there you go. Check it out. Go to deals.cultimac.com. It's only $50. The deal ends in 8 days, 9 hours, 44 minutes, and 52, 51, 50 seconds, 49 seconds. You better hurry. You're running out of time. And definitely keep an eye on the deals.cultimac site because we have all sorts of great software bundles popping up there all the time. Hey, let's move on. I want to talk about a really hot iPhone accessory I think all the kids are going to want.
Is it like, I feel like if the Black Eyed Peas made an iPhone accessory, it would just make my life complete.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. And I've been thinking a lot about this. And then I heard this rumor that will.i.am is going to be releasing a iPhone accessory that puts a camera on top of your camera on your iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
He did it. He did it, guys. Yeah. It's out.
Guys, he released a vintage $200 iPhone camera accessory for the iPhone 4.
That's 200 pounds, Alex. British pounds. That's like $315 American.
And I think the best part is that there's the vintage edition is gold and white.
Right.
Because you can't have enough gold and white on your iPhone.
I hate to say it, but I think it looks pretty cool.
I do hate that you said that.
It's the British side of Leander.
I know, yeah. It's got that kind of steampunk.
Bring it in London right now.
It matches all your filling work.
It does match most of my teeth. Except it should be yellow, not white.
So let's talk about what this thing actually does and if anyone would want to buy this. I was talking about this recently with a friend of mine, and at first I was like, this just seems ridiculous. Like, what kind of silly iPhone accessory is this? So basically what it is a higher megapixel camera that you attach to your iPhone, and it has a flash and stuff, so it makes it into, a better camera, quote unquote. I don't know how much better it actually makes it. And it's released by will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas. I don't know why he decided that he was going to be doing iPhone accessories. But, at first I was like, this is dumb. But then we started talking about it, and I was like, well, the consumer point-and-shoot market is dying. It's in a death spiral, right? And people don't really want to carry around point and shoot cameras, do they? So maybe this is a good product. I don't know. What do you guys really think about it?
It looks like a really expensive Olo clip.
For the iPhone 4. Actually, it does.
And he hasn't even showed like a working prototype for the iPhone 5 one that's supposed to make your iPhone 5 camera into a 14 megapixel camera because it has a different sensor and stuff. But God, it's so damn expensive. Who would ever buy one?
It is. So it's $199 and for the basic model or for the non-gold model. And then they have that, which is black. And then they have a gold model, which is $299. These are in pounds, by the way. So in U.S. dollars, that's going to cost you like $6,000.
And, what?
Yeah. Have you looked at our economy lately?
Yeah. Come on. This is America.
I don't know. So, Alex, you think the kids would like this? Oh, by the way, it has a slide-out keyboard because that's something you need on your iPhone. Oh, and by the way, it's not available for iPhone 5. It's only iPhone 4, 4S.
Oh, you didn't mention his Instagram network yet.
Oh, he has his own Instagram network called Willstagram?
It's actually called I Am. I think I Am Plus or something like that. It's something,
Yeah.
Wait a second. So this includes a whole separate network?
Yeah, so you don't want to use Instagram anymore. You want to use Will I Am social network.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's
this
it's
is like when YFrog. You guys know that photo sharing website at YFrog? It was like TwitPic, allowed you to post pictures to Twitter and stuff. And right. Then they announced they were going to have their own social network and you know what my question was? YFrog. Is anyone going to use this? Like why do you need your own social network, Will?
This
Will I Am thing is bogus, but
good word, bro.
But totally bogus, dude.
Is there a parakeet in the room that you're recording in?
But I'll tell you what's totally righteous is the fact that Will I Am said that meeting with Apple about this product was the most terrifying experience of his life. Now, this is a guy that has performed in every major stadium on earth.
He's like Oprah's best friend.
He's met the president. He's performed in front of the Queen of England. He's performed in the Super Bowl. He's done everything. And he said that meeting with Apple and Cupertino was the most nerve-wracking experience of his life.
Well, we didn't even meet with Jobs, did he?
No, I mean, Jobs is dead, but
he was scared of nice old Timmy Cook.
Dude, maybe they had a seance. You don't know.
Tim Cook was like,
"Hey, Will, how are you doing today?"
Tim Cook was like, "Now we about to jam, y'all, to Black Eyed Peas."
Ooh, I like this product, y'all. We need to be selling this in the Apple Store.
Did you make that song, My Humps? My Humps? My Humps?
I'm about to raise the roof on this device.
Eddie, show him your lovely lady lumps.
We should just make the whole show this conversation. This is perfect. Lady lumps. What you can't tell is Leander's been laughing for 10 minutes. I had to edit out 7 minutes of it.
No wonder he was scared.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? This product is too good. I can't wait till they actually release a working version of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too expensive. Yeah. No one's going to spend $200 for this thing. If that's how much it's going to cost.
I wonder if they'll have that CES. I can't wait now.
I hope so. The Will I Am booth.
We're going to tear that up.
If he's on the podcast.
Bleep.
Yeah, no swearing. We implemented a no swearing rule, so I stopped getting yelled at on Twitter.
My bad.
By all the soccer moms who are traveling with little Timmy and Susie.
Actually, I think it's mostly males. I think it's like stay-at-home dads or people that are listening with their kids or something. That's usually who I hear from.
Hey, so kids, what's up?
We bleep that up. Don't do drugs. Eat your vegetables. Hey, all right, cool. Let's wrap up, guys, with
before we move to your favorite segment in existence, can I hit really fast? There's a couple big news stories from the week that
Really
quick, Eddie Q, Apple's new rising Mr. Fix-It, according to the Wall Street Journal, fired the head of Maps a couple days ago, actually, it was reported. But he actually did it right before Thanksgiving. But which sucks. But he fired the head of Apple Maps and is instituting somebody else. So that's news because Apple Maps sucks, and hopefully Eddie Q's making it better.
Did you say he's instituting somebody else?
He's prostituting somebody else.
Yeah, he's prostituting. Okay. No, I said instituting, but okay. Also, new iMacs go on sale, are available for pre-order tomorrow.
Yes.
So on Friday.
Well, that's November, just the 21.5.
Just the 21.5 inch. Yeah, okay. But you'll be able to order that on Apple's website, and then the larger ones are coming in December. So yeah. That's – and also unlocked iPhone 5s should start going on sale tonight, Thursday night, in Apple stores.
How much are they going to be? Do you know?
Like probably $4,000, but
– Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that that good news update. Let's move on to one of my favorite segments and yours, faves and raves and faves and raves and
– Raves.
Raves. I was hoping you guys would finish that for me.
Raves.
This is the segment, of course, where we pitch our favorite tech and apps and then vote on which one's best. Leander, you said you had a great one. So I'm going to let you start us off. And Alex will give you the tie-breaking vote in case there are any ties, okay. Which I don't anticipate. I've got a good one this week, too, I think. So, Leander, whenever you're ready.
All right, so yeah, as like all good things, this comes from London. It's an iPad mini case by Nomo, K-N-O-M-O. It's a leather folio with a plastic back, and it's a super nice piece of kit. I think it's like the best cover I've had for.
You said kit, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. British slang. No, you're fine. That means stuff.
Woo! This is super metro.
Yeah, this is. I think it's really nice. It's a really good case, and
I'm sorry. Is this for an iPad or the iPad Mini?
iPad Mini.
Oh, okay.
And it's called. Oh heck! I just had the window open here, so I could rattle off what it was called. The Nomo. I guess it's Nomo. It's spelled K-N-O-M-O. I'm guessing the case on it.
Yeah.
Tech iPad Mini Folio, and it's $70.
I'm looking for it.
So go to Nomo.com.
Which one?
Oh, okay. I got it. Yep. Yep. This looks great.
Oh, it looks so beautiful.
I love leather.
Well, you know, I've been through a lot of. Yeah, it is. The leather is really good.
Yeah, it does. It's really high quality.
Yeah, and it's got a nice felty inside, and they do a.
Oh.
You can register the case with them.
For what?
For what purpose? Well,
someone finds it and wants to turn it in.
Oh, okay. Like, because if someone finds it, they're not going to just keep it for themselves. They're going to call the 800 number and return it to you.
Especially if it comes from England, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, in England, there are no thieves. If that were true, they wouldn't need bobbies, Leander.
Well, they're only thieves since Dickens day, so don't have to worry about that.
Okay, this looks really awesome. I'm glad you chose a piece of hardware because mine is going to be hardware too. Alex, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Fantastica for iPhone. Boom, boom.
Oh,
came out
yeah.
this morning. It is a sexy little app, I'll tell you. But I've been playing with it for the past week and got a review up and an interview with the guys that made it this morning. And
nice.
It's great. It really is great. And it's everything you love about the Mac app on the iPhone. So you've got your natural language. You know, you can say, tea and biscuits with Leander at 3, at the Queen's Palace, and it'll put all of the information in for you and fill it all in quickly. And it's really nice interface, really sharp, and it makes the calendar app so much, it totally botches the calendar app. Like, you don't even ever want to see it again. So, yeah, Fantastical's great.
And
so
did you say it was on sale today for $2?
Yeah, it's
right?
on sale today for $2
all right, I'm gonna go
in the
get
App
it now.
Store.
I just bought it too,
it's awesome.
It's great. Yeah, I think it's going to become my go-to iPhone app for calendar stuff. And their Mac app, oh my gosh!
Does it work with Siri though?
Yeah, well,
Does anything work with Siri? Yeah.
Well,
no.
I'm having more luck with it actually.
Are you?
it pulls in all the calendar info automatically from iCal. So yeah, so if you just say something into Siri, create an event, then you'll be able to see it in Fantastical because it's the same data.
You know? Okay.
Did you say Fantastical?
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's Fantastical.
Because it's supposed to be like iCal.
Well, I get it. Yeah. But, don't you want to?
How do you say it?
Well, I want to say fantastical.
Fantastical.
It's fantastical. Not fantastical.
Like a fantastic testicle?
Fantastical. Well,
no, I'm not going to say that, but
okay.
Fantastical.
Yeah, it makes sense to call it I can't even say it. Fantastical.
We're writers, by the way. Buster?
Oh, I don't know what to choose right now. I'm going to go with something that's inappropriate.
Okay. Let's hear it.
What?
Nudify me.
Yeah, Nudifier. My cousin showed me this app the other day.
Oh, my cousin. Uh-huh. Sure.
What he married to?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when somebody's got like, when they're on TV and like they're naked and they'll show like pixelated blocks around their private areas.
I'm like already falling in love with this app, all right?
Like, it basically does that. Like, you choose a skin tone color that you want, and then you shade in the area that you want to have pixelated so that it appears like they're nude.
Please tell me it has Kentucky White Boy.
And then it's that whole area. So it's like they're fake nude, you know? So you do it to like, you like download girl people's like Facebook pictures and then like nudify them and be like, what? I saw this on the internet. They're like, oh.
This is great. This reminds me of the Jimmy Kimmel segment that they do called Unnecessary Censorship, where they just bleep stuff out over sentences to make it sound like it's bad.
Yeah.
Boy, that's it's called Nudifier. How much does it cost? Is it free?
It's free.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fantastic.
It's a dumb app. It's a simple app, but I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Downloading now.
Okay. I'll go. Mine is a piece of hardware. It's called the Juice Pack Power Station. It's from Mophie, makers of all those iPhone like battery cases that you hear about, and this thing's really cool. So it's a small charging battery pack. They just made it available in white. It's only available, the white one's only available at the Apple stores right now, and I just reviewed it last week and I love it because it gives your iPhone 5 about 2 full charges on the go. And actually, they just contacted me and told me it was supposed to be doing 4 full charges, which wasn't my experience, but they're sending me another one.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. And so I was like, well, if you send me another one, I'll see if that's the case. But that wasn't my experience. But you'll get at least 2. And the trick about it is this thing, they say it has a high output battery. It charges your iPhone really fast. I mean, when you plug it in, it just powers it up really quickly. I would sit there and press the home button whenever my iPad would go to sleep or my iPhone would go to sleep just to have it come back on. And the power bar just kept jumping, you know, really quickly. And within an hour, I'd say my iPhone would be fully, totally charged, maybe even less. I didn't time it. I know it was significantly faster than almost any charger I've used, and I've tested quite a few of them. So if you have any need for like a portable charging station. You know, like for CES, I'm absolutely going to have this thing in my bag because we run out of battery so fast when we're on the floors there. I would highly recommend it. It's $80 on their website for the black one. And if you go to the Apple store, you can get the white one. The white one looks really good. That's the other thing too. It's designed really well. It looks like an iPhone 4, iPhone 4S. It has that steel band around the outside. It has one button on it that you press to show you the power level on the battery pack. And that's it. That's all there is to it. And when you want to use it, you just plug it in and it works. So Mophie Juice Pack Power Station is my pick.
Who wants to say it works with the iPhone 4 or iPhone 5?
It works with all of them. It works with any smartphone. It has
USB, right?
Yeah, it works via USB, and then you can plug in your...
I see. So it's like a brick.
Yeah, it's a little tiny brick. It's very small, though. I'd say it's probably about maybe twice as thick as an iPhone 4, but maybe like 2/3 as tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No so, Mophie for the iPhone 5 yet.
What's that?
No Mophie for the iPhone 5
No,
yet.
Not yet. They said they're going to be coming out with some stuff in December, and I've already requested review units, so as soon as they have that stuff available, I'll be getting those.
Yeah, I just have one of their old iPhone 4 slider cases that was really good.
Yeah, there's the thing I like about their stuff is they design it well. Like, it looks good, and I know that sounds silly, but we see a lot of crappy looking products, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, stuff that it may work fine, but it looks like it was designed for a Windows XP.
Mm-hmm. Or will I am?
Or will I am? There's just not enough gold on it. So that's one of the things I really appreciate about Mophie products. But anyway, and they're not paying me to say that, by the way. They probably should. I should probably.
They might do next week.
I should send them an invoice. All right. Hey, so let's vote. Leander, why don't you go first?
Well, I'm going to vote for my own.
You can't vote for your own.
What?
That's a rule.
All right. Well, I downloaded Fantastical, so I'm going to go with that because I'm always looking for a new calendar.
Okay, fantastic call. Alex?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Nudifier.
Yeah, me too.
What?
Did you listen to what Buster had to say? It sounds like the best app in the App Store. And it's free.
Yeah.
Buster, who are you going to vote for? Just for
I'll give Leander some pittance. And,
okay,
I'll let him have a vote.
Okay. Well, there you go. Go download Nudifier in the App Store so you can experience your own.
And Fantastic Al to schedule your nude pics.
Yeah, that's definitely important. You want to get those in your calendar so you can schedule them. Well, that's it, guys. That's all the time we have for today. Go check out deals.cultimac.com. And if you like the software you see there, purchase the bundle. It's only $50. And as I said earlier, it's worth almost $800,000. So it's a really wonderful deal. Hey, you know, we love it when you suggest topics, when you interact with us on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/thecultcast. And of course, you can always interact with us on Twitter. That is one of my favorite things to do with you guys. And then that way you can tell me you want a shout out. I'm at Airfon. Buster is BST3R. Alex is Alex E. Heath. Leander, you're L. Caney, right? And you actually are tweeting these days pictures of your dogs, socks, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Oh, I got some good stuff coming up.
Okay, fantastic. So make sure you're following the team. And of course, for all the best news, reviews, and how-tos in the world of Apple, definitely follow Cult of Mac. This has been the CultCast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the CultCast come out every Thursday. Now I want to thank everyone for listening. Dude, I'm like the Micro Machines man here.
Dude, you're like MC Hammer.
Can't touch this. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Let me too that, legit to quit.
Let me hear that parakeet again, Alex.
It sounds like a Congo jump around me. Terrible British accent.
It really is bad. You got to help me make it better. I don't know how to do it well.
I don't know how I can help you, man. I'm not a voice coach.
Well, maybe you should learn.
Well, maybe you should ask Alex. He's a thespian.
Alex, how can I be more British?
Well, you have to change your resonance.
Okay.
Yeah, that might help. Move to
British. British resonance is in the upper part of the mouth while American is centered. It's kind of like in the dead center while British is backing up.
So you're saying that Leander's tongue never touches the bottom of his mouth?
Yeah, he's constantly licking the roof of his mouth.
Well, my son does a great British impression.
Really? I mean, he should be able to from, being around you. Some people have an ear for accents.
Yeah.
I mean, some
accents ain't your thing, yeah.
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 But they're still fun, y'all.